All right, here we're Rebecca Martin from Georgia Tech Volleyball. Last time on the court, team had a little bit of a setback, lost 3-1 at Kennesaw State. What can you take from that contest and bring it into the conference play coming up this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough match. There was a lot of fans for Kennesaw at Kennesaw. It was a little tough to play there, but you know, a lot of it actually had to do with some of our own focus on our side of the court, and taking that into this next week of practice, we've really been focusing on kind of our side of the net, and especially what are we trying to do to better the ball for us. So we're working a lot with serve receive, a lot in coverage. Those are some two main areas that we were kind of losing points and losing opportunities to score, but we've done a lot better in the couple practices since then. So I'm looking to see some good improvement.
We cover Kennesaw State as well, and just looking at the match and the video, that's the biggest crowd they've had ever, and they had the band there.
Yeah.
You're used to playing with the band, but that's the first time in my covering of them that they've had a band. So they really amped up the atmosphere for Georgia Tech, and that was a very important match. Just talking to them as well, they really were focused on that matchup. I think that's good in a way that you had that target on you, and a team was really gunning for you, and is that just kind of help preparations for the ACC?
Yeah, I mean, definitely this is kind of some beginning parts of us having a target. Most of the time we're kind of the underdogs, and that's kind of where we like to be. But, yeah, it was a kind of a way different experience with the target on us. It's, you know, people play with a lot more energy when they know that they're the underdog. And I think we've always used that to our advantage. And, I mean, we're still looking to do that in the ACC. We want to still play like we're the underdog, even though we might be favored to win.
You come into this ACC season a little bit better than last year with a winning record and a lot of big wins. Do you feel the team is coming into ACC play a little bit better than maybe the previous 2 years you were here?
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of it has to do with the collective experience, too. You know, we have 10 players that are juniors and sophomores. So just from right there, we're already getting a lot of experience from younger players and just kind of taking that forward. I think a lot of that has been really beneficial, and I think that there's a lot of good team chemistry going on. We had some really tough matches, and we've done a really great job of kind of pulling through those. I'm talking about, you know, Georgia was a tough one, Auburn, same thing, and even UC Davis out in Nebraska. I think getting those tough experiences and kind of prevailing, that's really helped us as a team and kind of build our confidence. So I'm very excited to see what we have to do for ACC.
Offensively, the team has looked really strong as well, and you're the pilot of that offense, just helping distribute. Discuss just how helpful it's been to have the depth on your middles and outside hitters and just their production overall.
Yeah, it's great to have such a wide range of weapons. Like, you know, it's so nice to know that you can give the ball to pretty much anybody on the team and they're going to put it away. And, you know, having that kind of confidence in your teammates is really, really helpful. There's a lot less pressure on everybody else when you know that your teammate's going to put that ball away and take care of their job. So the offense has been really great, and we're still looking to improve. There's still different things that we can kind of tweak and get a little bit better on, but overall, very pleased, and it makes my job easier. I just have to throw the ball up in the air, so.
Right. And lastly, you have Clemson coming up on Friday.
Friday,
and in Boston College here in Atlanta on Sunday. So not much travel, and two teams that you should be comparable with. What are your thoughts on these upcoming matchups?
You know, Clemson, we've always played pretty tough, and in the past couple years, we've kind of struggled at Clemson. So we're really looking to kind of stay consistent, especially in a visiting environment. And we really want to take advantage of this weekend. Like you said, these teams are teams that we definitely can beat, and definitely we can start our record really strong. And that's what we're really planning on doing, coming out 2-0.